Joni Mitchell is one of the most influential artists of the last 50 years, but she had stayed out of the spotlight for the past decade until last year when she held her first live performance in 22 years at the Newport Folk Festival. Now, that performance is being turned into a live album, Joni Mitchell at Newport. NPR music contributor Annie Zelensky has this review.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder.
Joni Mitchell is a singer-songwriter and guitarist who's had a extensive and diverse career dating back to the 1960s. She started off in the folk movement, and she had an aneurysm in 2015, and she was pretty much at home. Her debut performance at the festival was in 1967, and this was before she had a record deal. She was still a new singer-songwriter, and it was sort of one of her, basically her first major public appearances. 2 years later, she performed at the festival, and she had released two records, and she was really kind of on her way up. The fact that she was kind of returning to a place that was so significant to her in terms of launching her career, I think, is one thing. The fact that it was live, I think, is another thing, because when she performs live, they take on new forms. They take on new life, and they take on new shape.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel.
The Circle Game is one of Joni Mitchell's first sort of, you would say, breakthrough songs. The fact that she performed it at Newport in 2022, I thought was exceedingly poignant. The song itself is kind of, you know, looking back at the passage of time and what happens with life's milestones, and it's a very kind of reflective, meditative song. It's very, very in character for her, and she ended her performance at Newport in 2022 with this. As a woman, you know, decades later, and there was just something, I hate to use a cliche, but there was something kind of full circle about revisiting that song as someone who had decades of life experience under her belt, basically. A Case of You is, I think, one of her most significant songs. And it's just a beautiful song about tortured love and, you know, being with someone and intoxicating love. And she sang that at Newport. And it was just, her performance was just really beautiful. She had a very low, velvety voice. Over the years, her voice has changed and evolved in really special, intriguing ways. And her performance at Newport especially kind of revealed that. You know, she sang some of these very poignant lines that were, it was honestly chills inducing. She sang this line, "I would still be on my feet," twice in a row. First, she was a little bit tentative, and then she sang it again with more firm conviction.
And I would still be on my feet. Oh, I'd still be on my feet.
Knowing what we all know about her, having some healthcare issues and, you know, having to have a long road back to the stage, there was something really beautiful about her kind of making that declaration, saying, "I'm still here. I'm going to be on my feet. You know, I am still alive and making music."
That was NPR music contributor Annie Zelensky. Joni Mitchell at Newport is out now.